So we've seen a boom, Francis, with Walmart. Sales are up 9% first quarter, the largest in 20 years. Is it just the coronavirus or what else is at play here?
Walmart is a great company. I've been following Walmart since 1995 and published the first really modern analysis of Walmart, Walmart and the Falling Cost of Information, during that year. And one of the things that jumped out immediately 25 years ago is that Walmart was becoming one giant server with a bunch of stores attached. So the company, in effect, was being hollowed out in terms of infrastructure. The goal was to accelerate the supply chain. And we have all kinds of case studies of Walmart on our Future Creators site. We also have very detailed studies and video tutorials on information velocity and ecosystem velocity as well, and information surface management, which show all of the very complex tools being used by Walmart to smooth out its supply chain and make sure its supply chain and its inventory days and receivable days were the shortest possible, which gives it huge working capital freedom, which then in turn gives it huge flexibility in decisions that it makes. Well, that being said, we also noticed something very, very interesting when we looked at Amazon, which is that Amazon makes all its money through Amazon Web Services, which is a web hosting operation and data center operation. The retail part of Amazon is not very profitable, and Walmart is almost twice as profitable in its retail operations. So Amazon is not well adapted to something like the coronavirus because its distribution structure is not really all that flexible. Sounds crazy because everyone thinks, oh, Amazon's got it all, but it doesn't. Because if you look at a server with stores attached and then say, okay, where are the stores? In the United States, Walmart has a store within 15 minutes. 15 minutes, that's a short drive, of I think 95% of American consumers. In addition, 100% of the population goes through Walmart every year. So what Walmart sees when it looks out are distribution centers 15 minutes away from you and me. Well, now, if you look at Walmart that way, you suddenly realize that if Walmart was to extend its server with stores attached architecture just a little bit, it could turn all of those stores into instant delivery operations on a vast range of goods to an extraordinary part of the population and do it in a way that Amazon couldn't hope to do. Now, already Walmart started looking at ship from store strategy before the coronavirus hit. And then it launched Omnichannel, which is a way of combining its store operations and its internet operations. And that piece is up something like 74% in this quarter. So Walmart has begun to think this through. And when you look at it that way, you say, well, okay, we have this massive coronavirus thing, which is forcing people to stay at home and limiting all their options. Which company has the flexibility to do this? And sure enough, it's Walmart. Walmart gets our management grade A because of their information velocity and because of their control of inventory and receivable days. They're ready to go. And Amazon is not. I'm sure to everyone's shock, but that's the way it is.
So with Whole Foods and their acquisition, it's a much different model than you speak of with the 15 minutes from 95% of Americans. What might have been a better acquisition? Maybe a Kohl's? What do you see as a better strategic